Wünschst du dir jemanden, der dich versteht wie kein anderer? Jemand, der deine Wünsche wahr werden lässt und mit dir das schönste Abenteuer deines Lebens erleben möchte? Die Commerce-Plattform Shopify revolutioniert Millionen von Unternehmen weltweit. Mit Shopify richtest du im Nu deinen Online-Shop ein. Ganz ohne Programmier- oder Designkenntnisse. Dank der effizienten Einrichtung und intuitiven Social-Media- und Online-Marketplace-Integration kannst du über Instagram, eBay und Co. werben und verkaufen. Neue Zielgruppen zu erreichen war noch nie so einfach. Shopify bietet auf einer einzigen, sicheren Plattform alle Tools, um dein Online-Business aufzubauen. Kostenlos testen und dein Business der Welt präsentieren. Shopify.de/try besuchen. Einfach Shopify.de/try eingeben und loslegen. Made for Germany. Powered by Shopify.
It's hard to read the news these days without asking yourself, how did we get here? Fiasco is a history podcast from the co-creators of Slow Burn. In our first season, Bush v. Gore, we examine an unmistakable turning point in American politics, the 2000 election, which resulted in a high-stakes stalemate, ended with one of the most controversial rulings in Supreme Court history. So if you're trying to make sense of the present moment, check out Fiasco, Bush v. Gore. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Monday. It is, of course, a Medal of Honor Monday, and Medal of Honor Monday will come in about an hour from now, so buckle up and get ready. Here's what we have on tap for tonight. Got some more death threats. I'll maybe read one or two of those. That's always fun. Joe Biden skipped doing a live interview during the Super Bowl. We'll talk about why that is actually making me a little nervous. I may open with that. Dome comes out and says she's ready to be president. Uh-oh, trouble on the home front. Illegals, the GOP selling us out again. I'm getting more worried about Michelle Obama, your system membership card, all that, layoffs, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. But I want to begin here. We talk a lot about blocking and tackling in elections. I think I need to clarify what I'm saying, though, because I understand not everybody is a lifelong football fan as I am. As you know, I don't really watch any of that anymore because of all that and racism, stupid idiocy, but loved football, watching it, not playing it, watching it my whole life. And Vince Lombardi is one of the great NFL coaches of all time. And when it comes to football, I'm not talking about the Super Bowl or anything like that. I can't tell you a single play. That's not what I'm saying. But when it comes to football, people, human beings, me, you, it is very tempting to love flashy. Well, it's tempting to love a wide receiver. If I were to ask you right now, if you're an NFL fan, and I was to ask you your favorite player of all time, I bet you money it would be a quarterback, a running back, or a wide receiver. Something flashy, somebody fast, someone who scores touchdowns. Not one person. I guarantee you would not name for me an offensive lineman. But Vince Lombardi, like I was talking about, one of the great NFL coaches of all time, he understood what actually mattered. It's not that you don't want a fast, fancy wide receiver. That's fine. But he said, all football, it's just blocking and tackling. You can have all the fancy receivers and running backs you want. You block better than them. You tackle better than them. You're going to win. I have been raising many, many concerns about where we are on the right going into this important election year. Obviously, a critically important election year. I want to win in November. More specifically, I really want Biden to lose. We need Joe Biden to lose this November. We just can't do another 4 years of this.
How do you? I go down the list. I'm not going to take your time.
We can't do it. So I want us to be ready to win. And the blocking and tackling, I don't see it so far. We are getting better. I need to emphasize, we're getting better. We are improving. I'm worried. And there are things that I'm seeing, and more specifically, things that are I'm not seeing that are making me worried. Let's talk about something I'm seeing. My friend Molly Hemingway, you probably see her on the news all the time. She's brilliant. She had to testify in front of Congress. She said this.
Instead of having total security and a verifiable chain of custody for ballots being issued, cast, and counted, we flood addresses across the country with tens of millions of unsupervised mail-in ballots months ahead of elections, frequently to locations from which voters, if they're even alive, have long since moved. We have allowed the private takeover of government election offices by partisan oligarchs and their armies of activists who use those offices and their authorities to tilt the election toward favored candidates. In the last presidential election, nonprofit groups with very strong ties to the Democrat Party and funded by one of the world's wealthiest and most powerful men, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, took over government election offices, most notably in the Democrat areas of swing states. Since then, the efforts by partisans to further infiltrate government election offices to ensure favorable outcomes have only increased.
Kind of making me nervous. Making you nervous? It's tough to hear, right? And then that brings me to what I'm not seeing that's making me nervous. I'm not seeing Joe Biden doing the basic things you normally need to do to remain president. And I understand he has the biggest excuse in the world. He's got dementia. He can't function. He can't talk. I understand he doesn't have the energy, the wherewithal to make it happen. But the Biden campaign did something for the second year in a row that it is, honestly, purely election-wise, it's one of the dumbest things I've ever seen in my entire life. Obviously, I'm not big on the Super Bowl anymore, but I understand it's the most watched thing every year by a mile. American presidents generally sit down for a Super Bowl interview. Joe Biden would get a softball interview, as you know, even if he did have to answer an uncomfortable question or two about the special counsel or Hunter Biden or anything. You know exactly how it will go. I know how it will go. We've both seen this a million times before. It wouldn't be some brutal interrogation. It would be, so, Mr. President, special counsel said you took some documents and didn't necessarily seem like you were all there. What do you have to say about that? Oh, well, I feel great. Okay, good, Mr. President. Thanks. I'm glad we cleared that up. Anyway, now that's what it would be. You know it. I know it. That's how it always is. He skipped it. Again. Why would Joe Biden be skipping an interview that would allow him to carry his message to more people than he can ever talk to ever again? Think about that. No matter how many ads he runs for the rest of this campaign, Joe Biden will never again have an opportunity to speak to as many people as he could have spoken to last night. And he skipped it. Let me ask you something. If, let's say we didn't know anything about each other. I didn't know anything about your level of training. You didn't know anything about my level of training, and we were going to have, we were going to get in a boxing match. You and I were going to box 6 months from now, and you start training and working on it. We're going to box, right? And you find out, you get word that I'm not training at all. Nothing. I'm not even going for a jog. I'm not training at all. Would that make you relieved? Or would that make you a little bit nervous? You'd be a little bit nervous, right? Why doesn't the President of the United States of America feel any obligation to speak to the most people on the planet? I bring this up because I was actually talking to my wife about this morning. We were getting ready. She was getting ready to go do some things. I was getting ready for work. And we were talking about Biden and everything. And she said, man, they're not going to hide him the whole year again, right? And I was thinking to myself, I think they are. And I'm worried about why that might be. All right, let's move on. I want to talk about illegals and some other things. Let's also get to some emails, some lovely emails. Remember, you can email your love and hate
and your death threats and Ask Dr. Jesse questions. We got a whole bunch more. The commies are big fans of the show. This guy, not only a commie, but a godly man. Clearly, this is what the email said. Every day I will pray for you. I will pray for you to die. He's not not a big fan of the show. Dear Oracle, I hope you can shed some light. Dome Harris has said that the release of the report was politically motivated. She's saying the Democrat investigation was a Republican plant. Let's talk about the report again. We did this a little bit on Friday, but let's talk more specifically about the Democrat response to the report. Okay, so what was it? Let's remember, this guy, Robert Hur, he was appointed as a special counsel. A special counsel to do what? Basically, think of them like a special investigator, kind of outside of the normal chain of command. Why did you need one of those? Because it was his job to look into Joe Biden and Joe Biden's possession of classified documents that he unlawfully possessed. And I need to make sure I stress this again and again and again. Joe Biden broke the law. It's illegal to do what Joe Biden did. Let me repeat that. It's illegal. It is against the law. And look, I know we live in a world where the truth is completely gone from us, but please hear me that it actually doesn't matter if you're too old and decrepit to stand trial. If you break the law, you stand trial. It also doesn't matter if you admitted to it or returned them. If I take off during the break here and I go stick a gun in the face of the local bank teller and rob the bank and I take $10,000, when the cops show up and say, "Hey, you robbed the bank," and I say, no, here's that $10,000 back, I'm still going to jail for robbing a bank. Joe Biden broke the law. Special counsel says, yeah, he broke the law, but he's too old and pathetic to stand trial. Dude can't even remember when his son died. And Democrats are mad about that? Why? Let's talk about the communist and a tactic he uses before we do that. Let's talk to the ladies for a minute. Ladies, I understand time comes for you the same way it comes for men. And as you get older, you can lack energy in the evenings, especially in the afternoons. This is common for men and women. I talk to the guys all the time about male vitality stacks. You know, there's a different blend. There's a different one. There's a female vitality stack from Chalk. Again, we're not talking about drugs. No more big pharma filth. Natural herbal supplements. Ladies, try a female vitality stack and try it while they have a massive discount on subscriptions for life. You'll never stop it. Once you start, you'll be addicted. It's amazing and great for you. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Go try it tonight. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We're having a big talk tonight about communist tactics and illegal immigration. I'm proud of you. We had another great win. I'll get to that. It's Medal of Honor Monday. We have all kinds of stuff going on. Okay, so the White House has been scrambling hard since the release of that special counsel report, blasting away at the special counsel, Robert Hur. Robert Hur, who said he's not going to prosecute. So they should be happy with him, right? Except they're not happy. They're angry with him. Angry that he would put in there that his memory was faltering. Hey, how could you say that? Well, listen. You know what? Here's a great example. Here's what something you have to understand about communists. Something you probably understand by now, but let's go over it again. Communism, it is a religion of domination, destruction and domination. And I don't say that just to say it. It's important for us to understand how the communist thinks. I've used this terrible analogy before, but I will use it again because it is true. The communist doesn't see anything except for worlds he hasn't conquered yet. If you got in a war
against the communists, and the stakes of the war were 100 islands, all of equal size. There were 100 islands in the middle of the ocean. And you, at the end of the war, won 99 of the 100 islands. And boom, that day, the war was declared over. War is over. Peace is here. You would celebrate a resounding victory. You would celebrate your generals and the military people who took part in the war. Everyone who had anything to do with it. It would become a... There'd be national monuments built to the war that you won so handily. 99 out of 100 islands are ours, guys. We did it. Well done. But you've got to understand happiness and contentment and things like that are beyond the communist. In some way, maybe you should even pity him. I'll be honest with you, as much as I despise him, I do. Happiness and contentment are not within his grasp. If the communist had the exact same results and he fought you for 100 of those islands, and at the end he had 99 of them and you only had one left, he wouldn't celebrate for a second. It would gnaw at him that there was one island that I don't control. How am I supposed to destroy it and ruin everything if I don't control that one island? Remember when the Soviets took over the Soviet Union? Maybe you don't unless you're really old, but they pretty much immediately launched an invasion of the rest of Europe. They were stopped by the grace of God in Poland, but they weren't going to stop at Poland's borders either. They were going to march that Red Army through Europe. Because communism has to be for everyone. Total control of everything at all times. Why are they upset with the special counsel? Well, the special counsel said something not nice about Joe Biden. It said something that didn't make Joe Biden look good. But the communist demands subservience. All times, you must always kneel. You must always say exactly what he wants you to say. And you're never allowed to say anything he even dislikes at all. Remember Obama used to do this? He really mastered this. Again, in so many ways, Obama is the author of this modern Democrat Party we see now. Remember when Obama used to complain about the media all the time? It was all the time. And there has never been a politician ever in the history of the United States of America that the press loved more than they loved Barack Obama. He was the ultimate pill to ease their white guilt. He was the commie they'd always wanted. He was everything to them. I remember Saturday Night Live actually doing bits. They would run skits where Obama would be debating Hillary and they would be asking Hillary all these tough questions. I'm not going to pull it up for you, but the moderator would then get to Obama and say, well, would you like a glass of water? Like, even Saturday Night Live made fun of how much they fawned over Obama. He could do no wrong. And yet Obama would constantly berate the media. Constantly yelling at the media. Well, maybe if you guys would point out the good stuff, or maybe if you guys would do all the time. Why? Because he is a communist. And in the mind of a communist, he needs total control over everything. And you have to bow at his feet at all times. Why in the world would Democrats be upset about a special counsel report where he announced he's not going to pursue charges for the felonies the president committed? Having those documents is a felony. If you did that as a private in the Marine Corps, if I had done something like that as a private, I would be in federal prison. There are veterans right now in federal prison for doing less than what Joe Biden did. He committed a felony. The special counsel investigated it, found he committed a felony and said, hey, we're not going to prosecute. He is pretty old, though. And the communists freaked out. Why? They demand you kneel at all times. The communist only sees worlds he hasn't conquered yet. And that's why he's so miserable. They are miserable. You know, you can feel good about that, right? You know, no matter what, you're happier than them. No matter how much money they have or power they have, you're happier than them. Remember that. Also, remember, 3-week quick start kits of Relief Factor are $19.95. I want to stress this. They are so confident in their drug-free product, all natural ingredients, drug-free. They're so confident in Relief Factor relieving your pain, the neck, the backs, the muscles, the joints, that they sell 3-week quick start kits just to start you out. They say, no, don't take our word for it. Here's 3 weeks worth for $19.95. Take it and tell me how you feel. You know how many people call them to stay on it permanently? Over 70%. When I tell you Relief Factor is going to bring you relief from pain, the daily aches, the pains of life, it does. But they can't do it if you don't call them. Just make a phone call. Stop clutching your hands because they're sore and stiff and make a phone call. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Or you can go to relieffactor.com. All right? Relieffactor.com. 1-800-4-RELIEF.
In the aftermath of a transformative election like the one we just had, it's hard to read the news without asking yourself every 5 seconds, how did we get here? That's exactly what we're always trying to figure out on Fiasco, a history podcast from the co-creators of Slow Burn. In our first season, Bush v. Gore, we examine an unmistakable turning point in American politics, the 2000 election, which came down to a recount in Florida and ended with one of the most controversial rulings in Supreme Court history. In many ways, it's the beginning of the story we're living through right now. So if you're trying to make sense of the present moment, check out Fiasco, Bush v. Gore, and find out how a statistical tie in the Florida vote count put the nation into an unprecedented holding pattern, during which American voters waited with bated breath to find out whether Al Gore or George W. Bush would be the next president of the United States. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Let's talk about illegals next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Don't forget, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We've got Medal of Honor Monday coming up like 30 minutes from now. There are some things are so embarrassing. And when I say embarrassing, this is what I mean. I don't generally care what other people think about me. Actually, if you listen to my wife, she'll say there's some sort of birth defect, that I don't have any shame. There's some sort of a shame thing that's missing from me. And that's fair. That is fair. But for some reason, I get embarrassed in front of other countries on behalf of my country. Does that make sense? You know, when Joe Biden gets up to speak, RNC Research actually put out this montage today. We didn't make it. I mean, I'll give you 30 seconds or so. Yes, it's fun to come on the radio and make fun of him, and we laugh, because what else are we going to do? We laugh or we cry. But I do think when the president speaks, I think about other nations, friends and allies, and I think about what they think about us, that we elected this guy.
Anyway, and I don't want to, well, maybe choose my words. I was just thinking, anyway.
Okay, whatever, you get it. I do get embarrassed, I do. And it's not just the Joe Biden thing, it's not just when he talks. I get embarrassed at how weak and pathetic we look with the way we handle so many issues. This headline just floored me. It wouldn't floor other people. I just saw it, and it just, honestly, the headline is New York Dem Mayor, that's Eric Adams, obviously. Eric Adams implements 11 p.m. curfew for the 3,600 illegals at city-run shelters. I don't know if you've heard, but the Venezuelan gangs have officially started to take over New York City. They're attacking cops. They're running these elaborate scams. They're robbing people. The crime is here now. And the mayor of New York City, remember, New York City is probably the most important city in the world. The mayor of New York City is putting a curfew on them. The most important city in the world is being overrun with illegals that have no right to be here at all. in the United States of America. They're not gathering them up in mass and dumping them in the desert in Mexico. They're not shipping them home on a bus or a plane under threat of imprisonment if they ever come back. The best we can do in the United States of America is tell them, hey, be home at 11, guys, or you're grounded. Isn't that embarrassing when you think about that? Think how that looks to someone in another country, especially if it's somebody who's a patriot for their country. Whatever country that may be. Countries you love, countries I hate, whoever. Whether it's Somalia, China, Saudi Arabia, Brazil, I don't care where it is. Think if you're a patriot in Brazil and you read this headline, the mighty United States of America, they can't handle the illegals, and so they're giving them a curfew. Gosh, what does that say about us? Look, pair that with this one. More than 5,000 NYPD cops attacked by suspects in record-breaking year. The illegals are filling up the city, committing rampant crime, beating up your cops, jumping them as gangs, and in response, the most important city in the world gave them a curfew. Oh, gosh, that's brutal. All right, let's move on, talk about other stuff. Okay, so I did bring up Joe Biden not sitting down for the interview and why that's kind of scary that he wouldn't do that. I did see the video he did put out. Now, I didn't see it live, but obviously I watched it, and here's how it went.
The strong raises the right.
No, not that one, this one.
If you're anything like me, you like to be surrounded by a snack or two while watching the big game. You know, when buying snacks for the game, you might have noticed one thing. Sports drinks bottles are smaller. A bag of chips has fewer chips, but they're still charging it just as much. And as an ice cream lover, what makes me the most angry is that ice cream cartons have actually shrunk in size, but not in price. I've had enough of what they call shrinkflation. It's a ripoff. Some companies are trying to pull a fast one by shrinking the products little by little and hoping you won't notice. Give me a break. The American public is tired of being played for suckers. I'm calling on companies to put a stop to this. Let's make sure businesses do the right thing now.
Man, how bad is the messaging from the Biden White House? You know what really sucks? You don't have as many chips, and these corporations, they're evil. Speaking of not having as many chips, because he's right about that, they're shrinking the sizes of everything, taking things away. Why are businesses doing this? Let's just do a little basic economics. Businesses are doing this because they don't want to start jacking their prices up. My oldest son and I, James and me, on, what was it, Saturday, we got up. We had a craving for some Waffle House. My wife does not eat at Waffle House. My youngest couldn't sleep, so he wanted to go get some more sleep. So James and me, we took off for Waffle House. Now, I know you're probably sitting there wondering, Jesse, please tell us what you order. You're the menu whisperer. You're the best. I know what you're saying, so let me just explain. I get the All-Star Special in Waffle House. I get my eggs over easy. My hash browns, I get them smothered and covered. Now, what is smothered and covered? That means they have onions and American cheese on the hash browns. I then get toast, and then I usually get a waffle on the side, but now Waffle House, because these high-end restaurants, they're always adding new items to the menu. I got a blueberry waffle this time. And so I get all that. I get a cup of coffee. I get an orange juice, and I sit there, and I talk with my son, and we're eating breakfast. Anyway, the All-Star Special. I've been eating it at Waffle Houses all across this nation for a very, very, very long time. When I see a Waffle House, that's generally where I'm eating. You know, I'm classy like that. It was almost $12 for an All-Star Special at Waffle House. That used to be a $6, $7 meal for all that food, and that was part of why you'd get it. It was so much food. I mean, my goodness, that's about the only meal you need that day. It's now close to double. Why is it close to double? Is it because those greedy people at Waffle House? Well, no. It's because of inflation. Because everything costs more now. And businesses don't want to jack up prices. So these businesses like Doritos is a famous one. Instead of jacking up the price per bag,
I actually didn't know this until recently. They have a specific number of chips in each bag. I don't know why. Of course they would. I don't know why I thought someone was just grabbing a handful and chucking them in there. But they have a specific number of chips in each bag. Well, they've started to take out, I think the number's four or five chips now from each bag has been removed because they don't want to jack the prices up on you. They understand everyone's feeling the pinch. But you understand why you're feeling the pinch, right? It's the government's fault. It's government spending. Government spending. In the meantime, a bunch of GOP senators are joining with Democrat senators, you heard me rant and rave about this last week, to send another $60 billion to Ukraine. $95 billion in total stuff. Total foreign aid stuff. Nothing for you. Nothing for you. Oh, Ukraine gets theirs. Israel and Taiwan. You don't get a thing. You could just sit and wonder why your All-Star Special costs $12. You want to know why an All-Star Special at Waffle House now costs $12? Because of sending billions and trillions and spending and printing money we don't have. That's why. All right, I didn't finish up my illegal immigration talk. I'm all over the map today. Bear with me. I'll get to that in a second.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Medal of Honor Monday coming up about 10 minutes from now. I'll get to this illegal immigration thing I want to finish up on. But just one more note on this foreign aid thing and the money. The reason you cry in the grocery store about the price of beef, eggs, bread, everything, construction supplies. The reason everything gets more and more expensive, the reason your standard of living has gone down is because of the government. Government spending and printing is why inflation is bad. We have to get this through to Norm over and over and over again. He does not make the connection. Every time Congress passes a new bill, his bread and eggs get more expensive. He doesn't make the connection. You have to make it for him. And remember what we've talked about collapsing a nation. There are two ways you can collapse a nation, no matter the size and strength of the nation. Illegal immigration and debt. Illegal immigration and debt. No matter how big the ship is, if it takes on enough water, it will sink. Illegal immigration and debt are water for a nation. We just passed billions more. Well, they're passing billions more out of the Senate. I want you to listen to, this is the translation of Vladimir Putin. Oh, this is him when he sat down with Tucker. I'm very concerned that our politicians don't seem to understand what's happening to the dollar in our country, yet our enemies sure do.
You know, to use the dollar as a tool of foreign policy struggle is one of the biggest strategic mistakes made by the U.S. political leadership. The dollar is the cornerstone of the United States power. I think everyone understands very well that no matter how many dollars are printed, they are quickly dispersed all over the world. Nevertheless, it is the main weapon used by the United States to preserve its power across the world. As soon as the political leadership decided to use the US dollar as a tool of political struggle, a blow was dealt to this American power. I would not like to use any strong language, but it is a stupid thing to do and a grave mistake.
It is a grave mistake. We exist with the standard of living we have because of the strength of the U.S. dollar. The strength of the U.S. dollar causes the world to use the dollar as the world's reserve currency. Every time they pass another bill for Ukraine with money we don't have, every time they print another $1 trillion we don't have, they take that away from us. It's a dangerous situation. Now, back to the illegal immigration part. Did you see this city councilwoman out of Boston, Julia Mejia? Dang, this is quite an ask.
Wellesley, Brookline, you know, cities and towns that have so much more resources than the city of Boston.
Boston City Councilwoman Julia Mejia thinks more migrants can be placed outside of Boston.
I think everybody needs to start opening up their doors because this is a shared responsibility.
Shared responsibility. Well, that...
At least there's one couple in Massachusetts that took this seriously. This is courtesy of News Nation.
Colin and Jessica Stokes called the state to sign up to be a host family. It took less than an hour for the displaced migrants to be dropped off at their door.
I gotta get sheets on the bed. How many people are coming? Right. Where are they from? What ages? We really knew nothing.
The need is so clearly overwhelming.
The family of four who didn't want to go on camera had been sleeping at Logan Airport. The parents and two kids journeyed from Chile to Texas, then Massachusetts. And there are so many stories like it.
One phone call. The government can't do anything right or anything fast, but you tell them you want to take some illegals. They've got a family of four at your doorstep in an hour. Gosh, geez. All right, quit. Let's get to some emails before we get to those. Oh, I'm excited for Medal of Honor Monday, too. Before we get to that, you know what I did last night? Got pretty crazy. I slept in my flannel sheets. From MyPillow, on my MyPillow 2.0 pillow. And the MyPillow 2.0 pillow, it makes sure my head doesn't get hot. Does your head ever get hot at night? You ever wake up and you kind of have that sweaty, matted face thing? MyPillow 2.0 has temperature regulating thread. The most important thing you need to get right now is everything is on sale. MyPillow 2.0 is 50% off. Flannel sheets, 50% off. Six-piece towel sets, $29.98. Mattresses, mattress toppers, free shipping. It's a smorgasbord, if that's even really a word. I don't know. I just like that word. It's a buffet of MyPillow greatness, all made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square. Take advantage of the New Year's sale, but you have to enter the promo code Jesse. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544. Jesse, I love the show more than you know, but when did you start talking so fast? Are you taking drugs, or is Chris just speeding up the podcast technically? Blame it on Chalk, I suppose. Stay safe and give Fred a hug for me, since I can use his name. His name is Dave. Michael, if I've been... Oh, by the way, Jewish producer Chris is out today. There was a whatever. I don't want to... He's fine. He's fine. Everything's fine. He'll be back tomorrow. Michael, do I talk too fast now? Have I been talking faster? See, Michael says no. I guess, but if he thinks I do, maybe I do. Here's what happens sometimes. I'll get revved up on something, and I'll start going, and I'll start going, and I'll start going. And I lose sight of the fact that that can be hard to hear over the radio. So you end up having to crank up the volume and whatnot. So I try to not talk too fast. I'll do the best I can to slow things down. That's not a thing I want to be known for, but no promises there. Who are we kidding? Jesse, I'm happy that you're making a decent living. Oh, hate mail. I'm happy you're making a decent living undermining democracy. However, what is with you far-right folks not understanding that democracy is not a zero-sum game? As long as I am it, why would any veteran support that draft-dodging orange guy? I'm a disabled Vietnam veteran, and I know that if you lie to get out of military service, there isn't much you wouldn't lie about. Okay, well, disabled Vietnam veteran, one, thank you for your service, as we always do with Vietnam veterans. Two, listen to me, you vile piece of communist scum. I didn't undermine democracy. I've never undermined democracy. And do you know why I didn't undermine democracy? Do you know why, Mr. Veteran? It's because we're not a democracy. You see, I'm going to be nice here because you're a veteran. I'm going to be nice. You think we're a democracy. You think we're a democracy because you listen to the news. You listen when Democrats talk. You're probably educated in America's communist education system. Therefore, you're actually, without even knowing your IQ, you're one of the least educated people on the planet. You're so dumb, it's amazing that you can feed yourself, you see. We don't live in a democracy. We live in a representative republic. You use that word democracy because, as an idiot, you go up to the hive mind. You turn on CNN at night, you listen when Joe Biden talks, and you hear these people repeat democracy, democracy, democracy over and over and over again. And because you don't really have the capacity to think, and you don't really want to think, that's why you're a communist anyway, you take that and you think it's true, and then you email me and you think that that's going to work. But listen, vile communist, you're my enemy until you wake up. I need you to know that. You're a moron, and we don't live in a democracy. See? Told you I was going to be nice. Now, speaking of veterans, it's Medal of Honor Monday time. Next.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
It's hard to read the news these days without asking yourself, how did we get here? Fiasco is a history podcast from the co-creators of Slow Burn. In our first season, Bush v. Gore, we examine an unmistakable turning point in American politics, the 2000 election, which resulted in a high-stakes stalemate, ended with one of the most controversial rulings in Supreme Court history. So if you're trying to make sense of the present moment, check out Fiasco, Bush v. Gore. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.